It's the debate show, Mom versus Dad, where I have my parents pick sides and debate. This is a quiz show episode. You probably know how these work, but in case you don't, there's three categories with four questions ranked on 1 to 4 in points and difficulty. Basically, the hardest one with the most points.
What are the categories?
The categories are foreign words, anagrams, and cheese. The classic combination.
Mm-hmm. Who's picking first?
Mom.
Okay. I'm going to go with foreign words for 4.
Okay. De jure is Latin for what?
Of the day?
By law.
Okay.
So that's...
So -4 for me.
-4 for... And Dad?
Let's go with anagrams for 3.
Okay. Size tech is an anagram for what?
SIZETECH, size tech?
Yes. You have 15 seconds starting now.
Time up?
Yeah.
The answer
is Cheez-Its.
Thought it was going to be a word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to do cheese for 4.
Okay. What causes holes in cheese?
Microscopic creatures.
Flecks of hay. Microscopic flecks of hay.
Oh.
Not large flecks of hay.
Right. That makes more sense. As in, it comes up in the milk because it doesn't get processed all the way?
I'm not totally sure. I didn't read that far into it. But essentially, the small microscopic flecks of hay cause holes to grow larger and larger as the cheese matures.
Huh. Interesting.
Gross.
Yeah. Mom, you're at -8, and Dad's at -3.
All right.
Strong -3 in the lead.
Let's go with cheese for 2.
The same bacteria is responsible for both smelly cheese and what?
Smelly feet.
Correct. Dad is now -1.
I'm going to go with anagrams for 1.
Okay. Lays is an anagram for what?
Slay.
L-A-Y-S.
Slay.
Yes, that is correct, actually. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised.
So I'm at -7.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go with anagrams for 2. See if I can go positive. First time in a while.
First time in your life.
Prices is an anagram for what?
Recipes?
No. Well, you have enough ease there.
Prices, can I see the word?
Yeah. Okay. The answer is cripes.
I got it right away in my head, just so you know. Immediately, cripes. Hey, can I get foreign words for 3?
Yeah. You got it immediately, huh?
Uh-huh, right. Almost right away.
Foreign words for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Poners las pilas roughly means what in Spanish?
Okay, so can you spell those words for me? I don't want to look at the thing.
P-O-N-E-R-S-E-L-A-S.
Ponerse. Is it all one word?
It's 3 words. P-I-L-A-S.
So, poner, say, pilas?
Ponerse is 1 word. Las is 2 words.
Ponerse, las, pilas. Okay. Thinking of fingers.
It means get going.
Oh, okay.
Not thinking of fingers.
I mean, more things should mean thinking of fingers.
By the way, you're at -10, and Dad's at -3.
Foreign words for 2 is available?
Yeah.
Foreign words for 2.
This is an Italian word, but it's pretty easy. Mi scusi means what?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Mi scusi.
Mi scusi?
Mi scusi. So, okay, I'm gonna take that last anagram.
Okay.
Cripes, no, I'm just kidding.
Was for 4, right?
I thought Dad did 4.
No, I think I did 3, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. 4 then, sure.
Condol risked is an anagram for what?
Can you spell that for me, please?
C-O-N-D-O-L-E-R-I-S-K-E-D.
God, that's a lot of letters to do in my head. Desk. I have no idea. Desk long. Long decks.
The answer is snickerdoodle. Okay.
That's what I get for making you snickerdoodle waffles this morning.
Mom is at 14 and Dad's at...
No, -14.
-14. Mom and Dad is at -1.
All right.
Okay. Wow, look at you.
Stayed away from the big pointers.
Yeah, it was probably a good choice.
Okay, Dad.
What's left?
Cheese for 1, cheese for 3, and foreign words for 1.
Let's go with cheese for three.
Okay, cheese for three. What is the world's most expensive cheese made out of?
Cheese.
Donkey milk. You are now at negative four.
He's just throwing these away because he can't lose at this point. I'm going to take the last foreign words, please.
Deja vu means?
Like, happening again.
It means already seen, but I will give you that one.
Okay.
Because basically...
Pity point. I'll take it.
Also, because that's
sort of... basically what it means.
Yeah.
I got the last one. Mm-hmm. Cheese is for one.
Mm-hmm. True or false? Cheese is bad for your teeth.
False.
Yes, it's actually extremely good for your teeth. So...
So eat more cheese.
Eat more cheese.
In the lead is Dad with negative three, and then second place is Mom with negative 13.
Second place, baby.
Second place.
A very high scoring game this week.
If negatives, if it's golf, we're doing great.
Yeah.
Amazing even.
Mm-hmm. Dad, is there anybody you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank the Cheese Council for their sponsorship of this episode.
I'd like to thank Olam, Om, and Ad.
In case you didn't catch it, those are anagrams of all our names. So, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Mom vs Dad Pod. That's MOM VS DAD POD. That's all for this episode. Bye.
Bye.